On Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Omar Rava, Hai Mulaisa Sharia. Rashi says Mulaisa is Kemosha Onum and Malim Hakloim Vatarnagolim Ben Basra Latzomos. You feel stuffed, a stuffed meat, stuffed chicken or whatever, and it's talking where you ground up meat, which wasn't kashered yet, and you stuffed, what's it called, an animal with that meat, and you roasted the animal. So the roasting's done on the outside, and the meat's on the inside, and the meat in the inside wasn't kashered. Neither was the meat on the outside. You're kashering it by roasting it. Sharia, Rashi says, Vafila lo bishlo es habasar, shenosin letocho, mutter. Even if you were not first mevashel the meat inside, here bishel means you didn't roast it. You didn't roast the meat on the inside first. You didn't kasher it. Mutter. Vafilu molcho kamlicha sli. And even if you didn't salt it, except like we normally salt for roasting. Tosus points out that there's no halacha you have to salt meat you're going to roast. It's only a minik to salt it lightly. But not to salt it mamish to take out the dam because the roasting takes out the dam. So in this situation, Rashi says, even if you only salted it lightly, like people do for tzli, some are medayik from Rashi that he holds you have to salt it for tzli. The others say Rashi also is maskim, that there's no halacha that you have to salt meat that you're going to roast. It's just that the minig, Tosus himself says, the minig is to do it for whatever reason. Deiba malicha called tzorich l'kdeira pshita. If you were moleach the inside meat where it was kosher already, so you took all the dam out, and it's okay. What's the problem? The stuffing is kosher, and you're roasting the meat on the outside. There's no problem. So the chiddush is that the roasting on the outside helps for the inside too.
The inside is ground meat?
Inside ground meat, yeah.
Before
being roasted or kashered. Omer Abaye v'ha'kabala doma. Abaye says, l'maisa though, the dam comes out of the inside and it's absorbed into the outside, into the body of the animal. And l'chora, so that dam is dam evorim shapirish. Dam evorim, dam that's inside the every aver. As long as it doesn't come out, it's mutter. As you could theoretically eat raw meat, there's no issur in that. Because as long as the dam didn't come out, right, even if it went from one side to the other inside the meat, that's no problem. Once it comes out, and then it's absorbed into something else, or even absorbed back into the original piece, that's awesome. So here the dam came out of the inside stuffing, and it went into the body of the animal, and now you're eating you're eating the meat of the animal, and it's full of dam, that was dam evarim, shapirish, didn't come out. Omerle kibolo kach polto. This is not the normal kibolo kach polto that you know with kashering. Kibolo kach polto over here means just as it's absorbed, as it comes out of the inside, and it's absorbed in the outside, it comes out of the outside too. Right? Just as it's absorbed, it comes out. So, in Echanami, the dam went out of the inside meat because of the roasting, went into the outside meat, and then was ejected by the outside meat. If it goes in, it goes out. What comes in, goes out. Name of Misayele, right? Let's say there's a raya to this idea that kibolo karpolto, that if something absorbs, it gives out just as much as it absorbs. Tzirashi first, v'ho kibola hatle dam hayotze min abosir. The body of the sheep, absorbs blood from the inside stuffing, and it should be osur. Min habosra konus besocho polto lechutz. No, just as much as it absorbs it, it gives it out. The shoav ocham ha'or, and the fire burns it. So there's no remnant of that blood. The blood was absorbed into the outside body of the kleh, and it was burnt by the fire that pulled it out. So Mar says, let's bring a raya to that. No sein es krov es b'nei me'ov l'tocho. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that you put the insides of the Korban Pesach inside it, and you roast it all the way like that. My time, alav mishum damrin kibolo kach polto, and that's mutter. And you don't, and it's not talking where you salted the insides, because either it could be you're not allowed to salt Korban Pesach, because Malicha is Kirisicha. And it's like you're, what's it called, cooking it, roasting it from something else, not being roasted by the fire. Others say that that's not the case. Lemaisa, even though Malicha is Kirisicha, that's only Legabe Bali and Plita, Legabe Kasheris, right? But it's not a halach, it's mamish, like it's roasted. It's not roasting it in fire. And therefore, there would be no problem of salting a Korban Pesach before you roasted it. The problem over here is, the reason you can't salt it is because, what's the reason? They say like this, the Rambam holds that the reason that in order to salt meat, you have to do two processes. Salting alone is not enough according to the Rambam. Teimonim do this. You have to have chalita. You have to throw it into boiling water so the dam won't come out after you salt it. So according to the Rambam, that you need chalita, you can't boil a Korban Pesach. And according to the way we hold it, you